Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Blowing Hot Air is brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling and Reams at aphvac.com. I don't know if I told you guys this yet today. I know I didn't tell Chris. I don't think I told you, Craig, but I almost called 911 on myself Friday. I thought I was having a heart attack. And this is actually a very embarrassing story that I am now prepared to reveal and give away on the air. One thing that really freaks you out, that freaks me out at least, is when I start putting symptoms into Google. That is just not always the best move.
You can't do that to yourself.
And so what happened, Chris, was that I was dealing with a lot of like burning sensation and pins and needles feeling in my left hand. And I felt like it was shooting up my arm.
Okay.
And that is one of the symptoms that they list for a heart attack.
Yeah, left arm pain.
Right.
Very, very well-known symptom.
So I am in bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't fall asleep. I'm freaking out. My father had a heart attack a few years ago, and I remember him telling me that the doctor said to him, if you had went to bed, you would have died. And I've got that now like in the back of my head. I'm like, this is just too young for this. I can't believe this is happening, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. And so I'm keeping it, I'm internalizing all of it. I'm not waking up Amanda or telling her anything yet. And so I get to really a point of no return where I'm like, I need to spill the beans to her that I think something bad is happening. So I wake her up and I said, I am freaking out right now. I am very concerned that I'm having a heart attack. And she says, are you having any chest pain? I go, no. She said, what's wrong? I said, I have a burning sensation, a pins and needles feeling in my left hand that won't go away, that is shooting up my arm. She looks at me and she goes, you're an idiot. And I say, okay, why? Apparently, this is totally new to me. If you guys already knew this, then shame on me. We had made quesadillas that night. And I grabbed an entire fistful of chopped up jalapeno peppers to put into the quesadilla. And apparently, when you handle jalapeno peppers, it doesn't just burn your mouth. The contact of the pepper on skin can burn. A throbbing, burning feeling that will not go away unless you do some very sophisticated cleaning to one's hand. Did you know this?
Correct. There's a reason why in every, like in like any restaurant setting, when you're watching somebody handle jalapenos on like Triple D, they're wearing gloves.
I've never heard of this, and I'm so glad you're sharing it with me because I would have been in the exact same boat as you.
So Craig, I'm surprised you eat anything that's not like red, brown, beige, or you like gold.
I'm fisting green
things.
I'm fisting green jalapeno peppers with the seeds and oils getting all over my hand thing and nothing of it. Apparently hands can feel pepper burn.
As soon as Amanda said that to you and explained it,
it was such a sense of relief.
Dissipate?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now were you in trouble with her that she was like mad that she had been woken up in the middle of the night to tell you what an idiot you were?
No, I think she was more like, you know, this is actually now quite comical that you are such a hypochondriac and you get so anxious about things and neurotic about things. And here you are in your mid-30s, and you did not know that touching peppers could burn Now, does that apply to all peppers? If I grab like a chili pepper with my hand. Uh-oh. We got dogs barking. I think that's why we just had to shut Mueller down.
He can't be bothered with this conversation now. He's got to go scream at some dogs.
Yeah, he's definitely screaming off air at them.
He was not happy. Yeah,
no, no.
He warned me coming into this segment we could have some dog action.
Do me a favor, Pony.
Yep, I'm listening.
The next time you are making any sort of hot food with Amanda, and she maybe is like, do you want to try this Carolina Reaper pepper? And I've heard it's very hot, but it's interesting and it tastes good. Don't touch the Carolina Reaper with your bare hands. Don't do that.
I wonder if once it's on your hand, can your hand spread it to other areas?
What if that hand...
touch your eye.
Oh, no.
What if I had to go to the bathroom?
I have touched jalapenos, and truth be told, Andrew, even though I knew that it did that, I've never had it actually like make my skin and everything else tingle. I have made the horrible mistake of touching one, though, and then accidentally brushing close to my eye, and that is exceptionally uncomfortable. What they tell you to do for that is to dump milk on your face. Like when people get pepper sprayed,
that is weird.
The cure is to dump milk all over your face.
I should, now that you said that, pepper spray. It's pepper.
Yeah, correct.
Duh.
Thank you for putting.
But that's directly in the eyes, not on like skin. I didn't think it made your cheeks burn.
I know.
If you guys were to look up the effects of pepper spray, you would realize why it is why like what happened to you, Pony, is so bad, and pepper spray really, really sucks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.